أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البدحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى، وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهر أرهم تطهيرا، لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لساخت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، we are going to talk about the final important point remaining in the discussion of adl and justice of Allah, that is jabr and tafriz, the concept, the very famous discussion in the ilm al-aqaid, the knowledge of beliefs, or ilm al-kalam, about the fact that whether the human being is majboor, there is jabr taking place, whether the human is forced, whether the human is forced to do what he is doing, all the actions of the human are such that he is forced to perform those actions from Allah. That means Allah has forced the human to do what he is doing. So everything is his control, and there is no human free will. And Allah has forced the human to do all the actions. Or there is tafriz. That means there is absolute freedom given to the human to choose what he wants to do, and there is no authority remaining for Allah regarding the human actions. The human being, after being created by Allah, has been left on its own and given the fullest and absolute freedom to do everything and anything he chooses to do, without God having anything to do with the human actions or any control, any kind of control over the human actions. The first one is called jabr, that means the force, the human being being forced to do what he is doing without having any freedom. The second option is called tafwiz, which means God has surrendered all his authority to the human, and human has the fullest and absolute authority to choose all what he wants to without God's will having any share. This is a very famous discussion in the knowledge of beliefs, like I said, and Asha'ira believe in the jabr concept, that there is absolutely no authority for the human, everything is in God's control, which is batil and false, and we totally disagree with that. And Mu'tazila, the other famous sect of the Islamic beliefs among the Muslims, that is Mu'tazila, because we are talking about the, of course, the Islamic belief system, and I already told you once that in the fiqh, in the practical laws of Islam, or in the branches of the religion, we have several sects. But in the Islamic fundamentals, in the Islamic beliefs, in the usuluddin, in the principles and roots of the religion, we have, two sects in the Sunni brothers, two major sects in the Sunni brothers. One is called Asha'ira and the other one is called Mu'tazila. So these two famous sects among the Sunni brothers have these two viewpoints. Asha'ira believe in Jabr and Mu'tazila believe in Tafwid. Asha'ira sect believes that God has forced the human to do and there is no authority whatsoever for the human to choose. It's absolutely God's will ruling and without having given any freedom of choice for the human in his actions, which is falsehood and batil and unacceptable. And Mu'tazila, the other sect, believing that it is tafwid, that God has surrendered all the affairs and authorities to the human being after creating him, and there is no authority remaining for God, and God has nothing to do with the human actions. Humans have absolutely full choice and freedom about every action fully. God has surrendered his authority into the hands of the humans, in other words. And that is called tafwid, which is also batil and falsehood and unacceptable. We believe at the 12-er Imami belief system that there is no Jabr and there is no Tafwid. Instead, there is a path in the middle. There is a mediocre middle path which is the right thing to believe, and that is the middle path. That means we do not believe in Jabr and we do not believe in Tafwid. We do not believe that God has forced the humans to do things, and we do not fully, and we do not believe that God has entirely surrendered all his authority to the human without having anything to do with the human actions, and the human has full and final and absolute freedom in all and everything that he wants to choose and do. This is also, though both the extremes are wrong. Instead, we believe in the middle path, which means there is a freedom given to the human, freedom of choice given to the human about his actions to a certain extent. And beyond that extent, the human is forced to do the rest. There's no freedom beyond that limit. All those actions, all those freedoms which are required for the human to do good and avoid the bad, have been fully and completely given to the human being, and that's how we will earn the paradise and abstain from the hellfire and earn the rewards and abstain from the punishments, because we have been given the free will to choose the good from the bad. So all what it takes to choose good actions and do good actions and avoid the bad actions, that much freedom is absolutely given to the human. But beyond that, there are certain limits. No. Beyond those limits, the human is not given a free will or freedom to choose or do anything what he may want to do. Beyond those limits, a human is forced to do what he will be doing. So this is the middle path that we believe that the 12-er Imami belief system. The first segment of the discussion, that Jabr, human being forced to do his actions. Jabr is batil and false and inhiraf, and it's haram to believe in Jabr. Islamically, it's haram to believe in Jabr. Certainly, we believe that Jabr is batil and haram. And we have a couple of evidences to prove this reality. The first is our own conscience. The first and the foremost evidence we can furnish about the fact that Jabr is batil, human being forced to do what he's doing, this concept is false. So the first evidence about it is our own conscience, our own we can feel it with our conscience. Obviously, that if we want to do something, we can do it. If we don't want, we can abstain. If I want to pick up this piece of paper, I can pick up this piece of paper. I have the power to pick it up and the freedom to pick it up. If I don't want to pick up this piece of paper, it shall remain on the table. If I want to look at something, I can look. If I don't want, I can turn my eyes away from that thing. If I want to, you know, hear something, I can hear. If I don't want to hear, I choose not to hear, I can put my hands on my ear so that I cannot listen to the voice. If I want to talk, I can open up my mouth and move my tongue and start speaking. If I don't want, I can shut my mouth and stop speaking. If I want to stand up, I can, you know, stand up on my feet. If I don't want, I can keep on sitting. If I want to lie down, I can lie down. If I don't want, I can, you know, just sit up straight. So, we, by our obvious conscience, can understand and feel and sense that a human has been given the free will to choose all different sorts of actions, and he is free to choose those and do those actions. Our own conscience and our own, obvious feelings, this is what we witness and feel, obviously, is the biggest evidence that we have been given the free will to choose our actions. So believing in Jabr, in force, that God has forced us to do the things, is wrong. I mean, if I open up my eyes and look at something, God is not forcing me to look there. It's my own choice. Now, if I'm looking at a good thing which is permitted in Islam, I'm doing a good job. If I'm doing it for the sake of God, if I'm looking at the verses of Quran, it's a very good thing. It has sawab and reward. If I'm doing it for the sake of God, I get reward. But if I look towards the non-mahram with lust, with my eyes, I am the one who is making that decision to look at the non-mahram with lust, if I do so. And it's my own choice. And that's why a person who performs such an action with his own choice and free will be punished, because he has done it with his own free will. God is not forcing. If he wishes, he may turn his eyes away. So our own, we can obviously find our findings, our experience, our conscience itself witnesses that we experience our free will and all those different sorts of actions and choices in our life. So the human has a choice. The second evidence is all those commands, Amr and Nahi. Amr and Nahi, all those commands, you know, do this and don't do that. The list of do's and do nots of God, Amr and Nahi of Allah, about all the wajibs and harams in Islam, all those obligations of Islam, thus all the punishments and rewards are themselves an evidence to believe, a second evidence to believe that the human has a free will. If the human was forced to do what he's doing, it doesn't make sense for Allah to command us to do certain things or to command us not to do certain things. Well, what's the benefit when you are unable to make your choices? Why command anybody to do something? I mean, he's already forced to do what he's doing. There's no benefit to command to do this and not to do that. All what he's doing is already under the force. And likewise, so that doesn't make sense at all. And likewise, all the reward and punishment concept is going to shatter and collapse. And that will be false. to believe in punishments and rewards on the day of judgment or even in this world. Any kind of reward and punishment will be false, because there should be no punishment. The human intellect agrees there shouldn't be any punishment on something a person is forced to do or forced not to do. There shouldn't be any reward either. There should be no punishment and no reward, because punishment for what? He didn't make a choice. He was forced to do that. Reward for what? He didn't choose to do the good. He was forced to do the good. The human intellect does not appreciate a person doing something forcibly, doing a good thing forcibly. There is no, intellectually speaking, there is no praise, appreciation intellectually about a man making a choice for doing good thing forcibly. You know, I'll give you an example. If you tie up the eyes of a human being and there were a bunch of non-mahrams in front of him, and after that you open up his eyes, can you appreciate him? Well, you are a very nice person because you did not look at any non-mahram person. Does the human intellect accept it? Is there a praise for that person whose eyes are tied up? He's blindfolded. Can any intellectual, sane person praise him for not looking at a non-mahram because he was blindfolded? It doesn't make sense intellectually, apart from the Sharia. Intellectually, it doesn't make sense to praise somebody on a good action if he was forced to do that action. And likewise, if somebody was forced to do a wrong thing, there is no condemnation intellectually, apart from the Sharia. We are talking about intellect right now. You know, the human intellect itself does not condemn a person doing a bad action if he was forced to do a bad action. So, this is the second evidence that all the commands of Allah, do's and do nots of Allah, amr and nahi of Allah, about the wajib and harams of the Sharia, will become senseless and useless if the human was forced to do things. And there should be no reward or punishment, and no heaven and hell if the human is forced to do things. Heaven and hell will become laghu, useless and purposeless and aimless, and sending a person doing bad things, if he was forced to do that, will be zulm as well and injustice. Likewise, sending a person to the heaven, if he has done good deeds, forcibly, he was forced to do good deeds, will also be injustice, because he did not make his choice in doing so. And zulm, injustice, and laghu, useless things, purposeless and aimless things, both zulm and laghu, both are batil and muhal and impossible to be accepted for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform. If we agree with the Jabal concept that the humans are first, it would be like, you know, it would be like believing that Allah is going to reward a human over his lungs being functioning, over his kidney functioning. Well, the functioning of the kidney has nothing to do with the human free will. Did the human being make a choice for his kidney to work or not to work, or his liver to work or not to work? Well, those are things which are out of our control. There is no praise if the kidney is functioning or not, if the lungs are working fine or not, if the liver is doing its job or not. There is no praise for the human. Those things are simply beyond our reach and control. We don't have no authority and control over them. So things that we don't have any authority, things that we don't have any control, if they work fine, there is no praise and there's no reward either. And likewise, jabr would translate into the fact, just like if God punishes somebody over his heartbeat. Well, your heartbeat is functioning, your heart is doing well, so it's pumping the blood, so you need to be punished in the hellfire. Well, heartbeat is not in his control. Why he deserves to be punished about something which was out of his control and reach and out of his authority to exercise, to do or not to do. So jabr totally is, believing in jabr is haram and it's inhiraf and deviation and is batil and falsehood and it's against the human intellect because of those two evidences. And if we believe in jabr, that humans are forced to do what they're doing, in that case all the taklif, the entire set of duties, all the sharia, all the code of law will become batil and false. And there will be no day of judgment and there shall be no heaven and hell if we believe in the jabr concept that the human is forced to do what he's doing. The human intellect itself makes the judgment easily that we have the choice to do certain actions or not to do certain actions. And we have the authority to make the choice. We have the power to make the choice. I have the choice to climb up the ladder and go on top of my roof. And I have the authority and free will to jump down from top of my roof. But once I make a decision to jump down, I don't have the authority in the middle of the air to stop myself and bring myself back to the roof. No, that's beyond my reach. And that's what I talked about in the beginning of my speech, the human that we believe in the middle path. There are certain things that human have been given the authority. All those things which are related to our destiny, our, you know, success, our spiritual and divine and eternal success or failure. All those things which are related to our spiritual and divine success and eternal success, all those authorities have been given to the human so that he can determine his future in a positive or a negative way by making his own free will choices. But beyond, there are certain limits in which these things can be done. Beyond those limits, no, we don't have the choice. Like the example I just gave you, we have the choice to go on top of the roof and we have the choice to jump down to the ground, but once we have jumped, we don't have the choice in the middle of the air to stop ourselves or to go back to the roof. That's beyond our reach. That's in the control of God. That's beyond our reach. This was a little bit about jabr. And then about tafweez. Tafweez means surrendering the affairs. Mu'tazila believe in tafweez, which means God created the human, but then he surrendered all the authority to the human to make any and every, absolutely any and every choice he wants to make. So all the human actions have nothing to do and no control of Allah over our human actions. This is also batil to believe in. This falsehood, it's false, and it's inhiraf and deviation from the straight path, and also haram in the sharia to believe in tafweez, that God has surrendered all the affairs to the human absolutely without having him any control over the human actions at all. So Allah has no, his al-irada to takwiniya has no control, his takwini will has no control over the human actions. and his qudrat and power has nothing to do with the human actions. In Jabr, everything was under the control of al-iradat al-takwiniyya, iradat al-takwini of Allah, and of the qudrat of and power of Allah without human having any authority, he is forced to do in Jabr concept. But in the tafwis concept, everything is under the control fully of the iradat al-takwiniyya, the takwini, irada and will of Allah. And we already talked about the takwini and tashri'i will, two kinds of will of Allah earlier. And so in tafwiz, everything is under the takwini, irada and will of Allah, and completely under the qudrat and power of Allah. And there is no human, in tafwiz, everything that a human do doesn't have anything to do with the irada of Allah. Irada, takwini will of Allah has nothing to do with the human actions in tafweez. And the qudrat and power of Allah has nothing to do with the human actions in tafweez. Let me say it once again. In Jabr concept, which Asha'ira believe, Allah's takwini, irada and will is ruling, and qudrat and power of Allah is ruling, and there is no freedom and no authority for the human, absolutely no authority for the human to make his choices. Allah is making his choices and forcing the human to do what he's doing. His irada and will, his takwini irada and will, al-irada to takwiniya, and his qudrat and power is supreme and ruling and has full authority without human being given any choice. And in tafwiz, that means surrendering the affairs into the hands of the humans, the Mu'tazila believe in tafwiz, that means Allah's al-irada to takwiniya, his takwini irada and will has nothing to do with the human actions. Allah has surrendered all his authority and affairs into entire authority and affair into the hands of the humans. So humans have been given absolute free will and freedom of choice, absolutely without Allah's will having any concern or control, or his qudrat and power having any rule over the human actions. This is tafwiz, which is also batil. And the evidence for this being batil and unacceptable is, this translates into negating the qudrat and power of Allah. If Allah's qudrat and power has no control over the human actions, that means Allah's qudrat and power and strength is limited, and Allah's qudrat and power is ainu zat, nothing but his essence. So Allah himself is then limited, and a limited existence cannot be God. God is not limited, he is unlimited, and he has absolute unlimited powers. So believing in tafwiz, that God has surrendered all the affairs into the hands of the human, translates and equals to denying the qudrat and strength of Allah, which is equal to denying God, because qudrat and strength of Allah is ainu zat, nothing but his essence. So it equals to denying Allah himself. And we have, of course, the Book of God and the Sunnah and tradition of the Holy Prophet informing us about Allah's will being instrumental and having control over all the things and all the causes and effects, all the sabab and musabab, illat and ma'lul, cause and effect chains, and all the causes and effects which are available in the universe are run under the qudrat and power of Allah, which is absolute. So this is unacceptable. We at the 12-er Imami Islam believe that Amrun Baina Amran, somebody came to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and we have plenty of similar ahadith from some other imams as well, we have similar ahadith where, you know, the imam has said, لا جبر ولا تفويض بل أمر بين أمرين. No jabr and no tafweez. And that has been narrated by Allama Hilli in his book. الباب الحادي عشر. لا جبر ولا تفويض بل أمر بين أمرين. And likewise, that hadith has been narrated in several other books as well. So there's no jabr and there's no tafweez. We don't believe in the concept of being forced in our actions, and don't believe in the concept of Allah surrendering all the authority to the human fully and entirely. Bal amrun bayna amrain, but a part between the two parts, a thing between the two things. The middle and mediocre part, in other words. So the human has the choice to make. The human has a free will to make his choices about different actions, good or bad. And that's why we are tested in this world. And that's why there is a heaven and hell. And there's a reward and punishment. And that's why there's a day of judgment. Yes, we believe that Allah has an involvement in the human actions. And yes, we believe that a human being himself has an involvement in his own actions and choices. We believe in both. But they are limitations which need to be understood. All those parts of the body through which we make decisions about halal and haram and wajib and haram, all those parts of the body through which we make decisions about halal and haram and wajib and haram and mustahab and makruh and mubah, all those parts of body through which we make the decisions and execute these five different, one or more of these five different kinds of rulings of Islam, wajib, haram, mustahab, makruh and mubah, all those parts of the body through which we make decisions about these five rulings, five kinds of rulings, all those parts of the body we have the freedom to exercise about those parts of the body. Like the eyes, we have the freedom to exercise. Like the ears, like the tongue, like the private parts, like the stomach, like the hands, like the feet. These are the seven parts of the human body through which we can perform one or more of these five rulings: wajib, haram, mustahab, makruh, or mubah. Either through the hands, or through the feet, or through the private parts, or through the stomach, or through the mouth, the tongue and the mouth, or through the ears, or through the eyes. And we have been given free will about these seven parts of the body. Beyond these seven parts, how my liver is going to function, how my lungs, my kidney, no. My heart, no. How my brain is going to function, no. This is beyond my control. So we believe in Allah's authority over the human actions, in the sense that Allah is the one who provides, who is the musabbibul asbab. He is the one who provides all the causes for those effects. And He is the khaliqul asbab. He is the creator of all the causes for those effects. And He provides the tawfiq and opportunity for us. He provides the opportunity for those causes to be available for us so that we can take benefit of those causes and perform certain things and so that we can cause those effects to happen. Allah is the one who provides all the muqaddimat, all the prelude for different things to happen, all the opportunities for different actions to be done, all the causes to be created. Allah creates the causes and provides the causes for us to be made available so that we can benefit and reach those effects. Allah is the one who provides us the power and strength in our hands, in our eyes, in our mouth, in our stomach, and in our, you know, different parts of the body to function. Allah is the one who is providing the force and power and authority. And Allah is the one who is giving, who is empowering ourselves to make the will. Allah is the one who is giving the strength in the body. Allah is the one who is making all the different means available to us. Allah is the one who has created us in a specific time, in a specific place to perform specific actions in that specific time, in that specific place. So yes, God has this extent of this much, God has this much, you know, these are the things that Allah performs. So He has this much concern and, you know, this much involvement. He has this sort of involvement in human actions. Whereas, what is concerned about making a choice, this is the freedom which human has been given by Allah Himself, which does not restrict His strength, because His irada and will is supreme, and by His own irada and will He has given us the power to make an irada and will and intention. So human's existence itself and human's irada and will both are at all times under the will of Allah. So it does not restrict or exclude. It does not restrict or exclude. Neither it restricts nor it excludes the will of Allah. So if we believe in the human having his own irada and free will, which is under the irada and will of Allah, because He is the one who created the human, and He is the one who, after creating, He is the one who is giving the free will to the human and empowering the human to exercise his free will. So even the free will of the human, which he has the free will, is under the irada and will of Allah, constantly and continuously executed irada and will of Allah to constantly and consistently provide free will to the human. And Allah has also given the human this much involved. So we have the free will about our action, because we have our own will and niyat and irada, which is given by Allah constantly by His irada. Allah is through His will, His will is constantly executed to provide us a free will constantly. And also the human has a free will given by Allah about preparing all the muqaddimat and paving the way to arranging for the prelude to the actions and paving for all the causes which God has given in our control, bringing them into a certain series, arranging them and managing them to give certain results and perform certain good deeds or certain bad deeds. I can move my hand with my irada and will, and Allah has given me the power, and His will is ruling and executed and being executed constantly by Allah to constantly provide me the will to and the strength to move my hand. So I have my, out of the will of Allah, I'm exercising my will to move my hand and exercising my power, which Allah has given me and constantly executed and given it to me, I'm using that power as well to move my hand and bring it into my pocket. These are all different muqaddimat, different actions and different causes that I am performing to get the effects and goals. So I make the irada and intention and move my hand with my irada and intention and the strength that Allah has given me to my hand. Out of the will and strength, I move my hand, put it into my pocket, take the money out and give it to a poor, deserving, destitute person. And help out a poor, deserving, destitute person. So, arranging these muqaddimat, arranging these the prelude to the action, arranging these causes so that I can achieve the goal and effect, is ruled by my will and my qudrat, by my irada and qudrat, by my will and my strength, which is being given to me constantly by the will of Allah, which is regarding me. Allah constantly is willing for me to have a will and have a strength in my hand to move and do that action. But moving my hand in the direction of which is positive is my choice. Making a will about a positive action is my choice. I can move the same hand under my intention, which is positive, to take the money out and help a poor, deserving, destitute person. And I can also make my own will and use my strength of the hand given by Allah constantly to me, and use that strength to slap a person, which is haram. To do injustice to a person, which is haram. But I have the free will to do so and use my intention and the strength of my hand in the negative direction. Then if I do so, I'm liable and I have done a haram. So the strength and the will is mine. But that strength and the will and the power has been given by Allah constantly as a test to the human beings in this world, whether to use it in the right direction and do the good stuff, or to use in the wrong direction, like shimr, using the power given by Allah in the wrong direction to slaughter Imam Hussein. The power in the hand was given by Allah. The power was not given by someone other than God. There is no other God. There is only one God. He is the only one and absolute powerful God. The power is given by God. But Allah has also sent 124,000 prophets and 12 of the imams, and Allah has sent the books of God and sent His Sharia and told us the halal and haram, and Allah had already sent 124,000 prophets to guide the human being, and those so many books, and told us about the do's and do nots. Despite all that guidance, if Shimr is using the strength given by Allah into his hand to do a haram with his own will, this is his own choice. Yes, Allah did not take the strength away from his hand, then it would be jabr. But we are in the test. So Allah is testing and providing us, testing and providing us with the strength and the freedom to choose, and guiding us through his representatives to make the right choices, not to make the wrong choices. So yes, we believe in the involvement of Allah in the sense that his will is constantly there to provide us the strength and provide us the freedom and provide us with the power to make a choice and irada and will and make the movements, and to arrange for all those asbab and causes, and give us the opportunities and tawfiq. The good doers will be given the good opportunities. the bad doers who already have violated over and over again, performing sins after sins after sins, will be subjected by Allah to further get deviated from the path, because they did not listen and heed to the previous warnings and constantly did harams after harams after harams and injustices after injustices. So God removes His mercy from them after several warnings. So, but the human has his own free will given by Allah to make choices about good and bad. Allah does not agree with the good, with the bad actions performed by the people. He disagrees. That's why He has sent the Sharia through His Prophet, the seal of the Prophets, Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and different Sharias in the four different Sharias in the previous times of the four major rest of the major messengers among the prophets. We have five Ulul Azm messengers having different Sharias and different books, and Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the final messenger of the book and final messenger of the Sharia. So the Quran is the final book. People in all times, in all ages, have been awarded different prophets and messengers and Sharias to abide. And those who were exercising their free will to do harams of Allah against the Sharia of Allah, Allah did not agree with that. Al-iradatul tashri'iyya, the tashri'i will of Allah did not agree with that. The al-iradatul takwiniyya, the takwini will of Allah was there to provide the power to the those parts of the body to make a choice. But al-iradatul tashri'iyya, tashri'an, Allah did not agree. That's why He sent the Sharia to make that action haram, which the person is making a choice and do that haram action for it with his own free will and choice. Allah did not agree with that action. That's why He was commanding in His Sharia not to do that. So, this is the human choice. And that's why we find Allah has commanded in the Sharia about all the good things, khairat, and stop the human's nahi about all the munkar and shar things. And He has announced in the Holy Quran, كُلَّن نُمِدُّ هَا أُولَاءِ وَهَا أُولَاءِ. In Surah Al-Isra, verse number 20, Allah gives, كُلَّن نُمِدُّ هَا أُولَاءِ وَهَا أُولَاءِ. That means, in other words, we give, we do the imdad and help to both the groups, those who want to seek the sins, those who want to follow the sins and do the sins, and those who want to obey Allah, and those people who are Ahlul Akhirah and Ahlul Ita'a, those people who obey Allah and are obedient and take care of their hereafter, of the Akhirat. Both the groups, we help both of them. Allah is providing the power to every human to make his choices. It's up to the human to use the power and the blessings of Allah in the direction which is according to His Sharia. Thank you very much.